I feel like a complete and total idiot. My name is Maxwell Haddad, and this is Video Nasties. Thank you for listening. Last night I watched a movie called Jungle Raiders. Now, in the universe of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Rick Dalton is in this movie. I'm not sure if he's in the starring role or what role he's in, but he's in the movie. Lee Van Cleef is also in the movie. He plays essentially the Basil Exposition's part. He tells the hero, the Indiana Jones character, what the mission is after the kind of fantastic opening, which is pretty much a direct ripoff of Raiders of the Lost Ark. It was really cool for me to see this movie, though. I don't think I've ever seen a Raiders of the Lost Ark ripoff. At least not like, I mean, I don't know if you can't call this an official ripoff, but this is, well, it is an official ripoff, sort of, in that it's a part of that genre, the subgenre of adventure movies, which are Raiders of the Lost Ark ripoffs, and I don't think I've ever seen one, so it was, like, really cool for me to see one of my favorite movies of all time, if not my favorite movie of all time, reinterpreted, or recapitulated. I think reinterpreted is a better word. I need a good word for this thing. Recontextualized. I don't know. I'm always trying to find the word for it. Taking things that have been done before and putting them in a new context. Recontextualizing? Is that a word? Yeah, it was interesting to see. And the beginning is exciting and fun and I guess maybe the best part of the movie, at least according to Video Archives, which is where I heard about this movie in the first place, as part of their Day of the Dalton two-part special. I think it's in the second part, Jungle Raiders. I thought it was a fake movie. That's to explain why I said I feel like a complete idiot. I thought it was fake. I thought they were talking about a fake movie. Either they were working from a script or they were improvising. I was like, how are they talking about this movie? Like, it's a real movie. Come to find out, it is a real movie, and I kind of feel like an idiot. And the same is true of Operation Nam, by the way. That is a real movie. I probably said on the podcast previously that these weren't real movies, but they are. And then I think there's another one that's real, too, and I need to watch all of them. Jungle Raiders is available on YouTube. That's the version that I watched. I wouldn't say it's a pristine copy, but I don't know. I like to watch it that way. I like to see movies in all different forms. I'm really not someone who takes issue with, like, quote-unquote, a crappy transfer, unless you can't see anything or you can't hear anything or something like that. But, you know, if it's a little oversaturated, a little rough around the edges, I kind of like that. It kind of adds to the experience. Kind of reminds me of Grindhouse or something. So, anyway, that's Jungle Raiders for now. I'm sure I'll be back on for more. Video Nasties. Thank you for listening. Peace for now. I think what happened was that I got caught up in the illusion of the Once Upon a Time in Hollywood universe or the Oahu. I'm not sure how you would pronounce that. There's the Asibu, which I'm getting from Time Crisis, which is, this is from a few years ago. This is the A Star is Born universe. But there isn't a nice acronym for the Once Upon a Time in Hollywood universe. I was also thinking, why did Tarantino choose this movie for Rick Dalton? Why did he choose Jungle Raiders? Why Operation Nam or Nam? I don't know. I mean, I could do some theorizing. Tarantino is clearly an expert on this time period, and he has Rick Dalton's career all mapped out. So, in his estimation, at this point in Rick Dalton's career, this is what he would be doing. These are the kinds of movies he would be doing, or these are literally the very movies that he would be appearing in at this time in his career, I guess mid-80s. I'm not sure when Operation Nam came out. Jungle Raiders is 1985. And it's not Antonio Margheriti. That one is Operation Nam, I'm pretty sure. I'm going to double check, though, just to make sure. Okay, Jungle Raiders, 1985. For some reason, the opening credits were in German, and then I was worried it was going to be a German dub, but it was in fact in English. Asteroid City is out June 23rd. I'm just seeing an ad for it. Oh, it is Antonio Margheriti. I don't think he was credited in, the opening credits. I think it was a pseudonym. Christopher Connolly is the star. He plays Captain Yankee, who I think that is the Rick Dalton part. They needed an American actor for that part, even though it's, I guess, an Italian production. So this is one of the Italian movies that Rick Dalton made when he was working there. I believe that's the story. I need to go back and listen to the Day the Dalton Part 2 episode to get all the details. And then I'll report back to you right here on Video Nasties. Thank you so much for listening. My name is Maxwell Haddad. It's almost 10:10 a.m. 10:10 wins. It's June 14th, 2023, and I'm on Cape Cod. I'll be getting back to you with some more. Last night I was listening to all kinds of music. There's a new album from Youth Lagoon, which is very good, and there's a new album from Mare, which is great. It's called Fountain Baby. These are the two latest albums on Pitchfork's Best New Music. I know, kind of a Pitchfork kid, but I don't know. I was thinking about it. I like the idea of taking an intellectual stance or just looking at all kinds of music, pop music, indie music, but looking at it from an intellectual perspective and from a music critic perspective. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think Pitchfork has this reputation of being like very hipster and, I don't know, conceited or something. But there's nothing wrong with not liking something. There's nothing wrong with giving something a bad review. And Pitchfork isn't afraid to do that, but they're also not afraid to give something a good review, which was the case with Amare. It got a great review, 8.7, I believe, which I think is the highest of the year so far after Billy Woods and Kenny Siegel with Maps, which got an 8.9. And there's a really good song on the Amare album. It's called Counterfeit. A lot of the songs have this kind of vibe, this kind of groove that's sort of like Middle Eastern or maybe Indian. One of the songs has Tibet in the title, but it didn't sound Chinese to me. And Counterfeit is this real kind of jam. It actually reminded me of an MIA song, and she goes through different genres too. There's even like this part at the end of there's this one song called Sex, Violence, Suicide, where the last part of the song is like this rock song. She just goes into this rock song, so it's cool that she's like jumping around different genres. It's almost like this ADD aspect to it or something, where it's like she can't stay in one genre. It's like every song's a different genre, a different vibe. But there are some similar grooves on the album. Anyway, it got me thinking about MIA. And I just heard Paper Planes in the dispensary the other day. And so I was listening to some MIA a little bit. I was listening to Calla a little bit. I went back, looked at the Pitchfork reviews of her albums. Calla did get an 8.9. So it did surpass the 8.7 that Amare got. I was thinking, like, I don't think MIA has ever even gotten that high. And then I was like, wait, no, I think Calla got, like, a stellar review. And it did, 8.9. And then I think Arular was 8.5. Maybe 8.6 for that one, actually. I think it was 8.6. I think the 8.5 was for Piracy Funds Terrorism. So she almost beat Amare, but she didn't do it. Amare is still the queen, but Amare is the new queen. So check it out. It's called Fountain Baby. You're listening to Video Nasties. Peace. I remembered what the third movie that turned out to be real is. It's called The Marshal of Madrid. It is a TV movie from 1971 starring Glenn Ford. I'm thinking Rick Dalton is in the Glenn Ford role, but I have to go back and listen to Dave the Dalton Part 1. I have to be careful not to say Dave the Dolphin. Dave the Dalton Part 1 to find out if in the world, the extended universe of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, if in that universe, Rick Dalton played the Glenn Ford role in The Marshal of Madrid. I'll report back to you right here on Video Nasties. Thank you for listening. I have another correction to make. I believe I said that Epidemic by Lars von Trier was the third in the series. It's actually the second. Europa is the third. And, of course, The Element of Crime is the first. That's his first feature as a director. I was thinking about Lars von Trier because I'm listening to the new Bret Easton Ellis podcast. I just started it. It features Christopher Borgli, who apparently wrote and directed Sick of Myself, which appeared on John Waters' list of his favorite movies of last year. So, Bret Easton Ellis will be speaking with Borgli. I'm still listening to the intro, and I read the description, and it said, and I quote, I'll just read the whole thing to give you some context. Filmmaker Christopher Borgli and Bret Easton Ellis discuss transplanting body horror to a brighter world in Sick of Myself, being terrified by Ridley Scott as a young child and thrilled by Lars von Trier as a young adult. So, I love Ridley Scott and I love body horror, but I don't love Lars von Trier. I'm not a big von Trier fan. I haven't been able to get into any of his movies, really. I think Dogville is great, and I did, I don't know if enjoy is the right word, I appreciated Epidemic to a certain extent when I watched it recently, and if I'm remembering correctly, I talked about it on the pod, and I described it as the third part of this sort of trilogy that von Trier made at the beginning of his career. I wanted to correct that, so hopefully I've done so.
This has been a production of Reptilian.